For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Did you guys see on Friday the Mavericks and the Grizzlies and Ja and AD and there's like, I'll be right here. Mm-hmm. I'll be right here. Mm-hmm. Then a few moments later,
yeah,
AD's
gone. That's not funny, man. Come on. That's not funny.
It's not. Then they went straight to your boy Nico.
Oh.
The camera went straight to your boy Nico.
Who? Oh, God.
Cameramen were crazy.
Stop putting cameras in front of Nico. Stop putting microphones in front of Nico. And Nico, for God's sake, stop speaking into them.
Oh, man.
Nico, just stop talking.
Nico, let me find just Nico, because I guess they actually had the official exit interview today. I don't know why we did this the other day.
Drew Down says AD airballs a three and gets hurt.
Nico's quote today. Say, quote, I knew Luka was important to the Mavs fan base. Be careful here because it's a dot, dot, dot. I didn't quite know to what level. End quote.
All right. Gee, thanks.
All right, Nico.
It's great, man.
He can't be back next season.
I asked Jesse the question. I'll ask you the question.
Go ahead.
Do you think it was Nico's decision, and he convinced ownership? For a lot of time, we've kind of stalled him out. But what do you think?
Jesse sent me the Tim McMahon article this morning, and it's like these Dallas writers are going to eat off this story forever. And the more you read, now I'm also kind of I don't believe everything I read. Because we talk about this all the time, framing narratives. There's a reason someone's talking to Tim, just like there's a reason someone's talking to Sam, like they're trying to get their part of the story. Now, Tim and Sam, both veteran, you know, writers, they know they've got to, you know, circle back with multiple people to try to get it corroborated. But there's a lot that's pointing to Nico was really insecure about who and what Luka Doncic was. That evidence is starting to mount. And for as much as, what's the guy Kings fans hate?
Brandon Williams?
No. The writer, Bucher.
Oh, I gotcha. Oh,
Rick Bucher.
Yeah.
He has been on the, he was on, you know, when I'm at the shop, the
FS1.
Yeah. And he was, well, you know, Nico's just fine. He's doing what management asked him to do. And I think back to a different article where I think it was in The Athletic, and it was more of a profile on the Mavs owner. I think it's Patrick Dumont or something like that. And they asked him, you know, what did he, you know, how did the Luka Doncic trade, you know, how did that like all formulate? And he said when Nico brought it to him, he laughed. He thought he was kidding, and then he sat down with Nico and allowed Nico to explain why he was doing it. So to me, that flies in the face of the narrative that guys like Rick Bucher and other have been pushing, that Nico was just, he was just putting out his marching orders.
Right.
Like, if Nico's executing the marching orders from the owner, you can't fire him. Right. If Nico brought this to you, oh, pal. Yeah, it's Nico over for go. You. Yeah, you got to go.
Let basketball people do basketball things.
Man, goddamn shame when that happens.
Just hire the right basketball people, maybe.
That's the better term. Hire By the
way,
person.
The quote in its entirety, the dot, dot, dots were unnecessary. I have it directly in front of me.
Okay.
Yeah. Just, yeah. There's no 95-7 the game and with that quote. That is exactly crazy. What he said.
Where have you been for the past 7 seasons?
Shadowing Kobe. Oh, well, I don't know. I don't know what he's
Where
been
Where have
since
you
then.
Been that you didn't know? That's Nico... Does he okay? Let's assume the owner didn't. It wasn't his idea. Nico convinced him.
Mm-hmm.
He makes it through the summer.
Shouldn't
Nico makes it through the summer? Like, hey, you convinced me. I believed it in the moment, but now I'm here and I see how people are reacting. I see what might be going on with my bottom line. I see how wrong this was. Yeah, I thought I was going to give you an opportunity to work through this. Not anymore.
Can't work through it when Kyrie's on a bum ACL right now, too. Mm. I know that was probably, I'm sure that got to be part of the vision.
Does Nico get credit for the PJ Washington, Daniel Gafford stuff?
He does.
I understand the follow-up is egregious. Like, yeah. I get that.
You get credit for that, but, like, do you also get credit for ruining, like, the next 5 years of the Mavericks?
Five?
At least, I think.
Put a one before that five if you wanted to.
All right, I was like, being generous. Yeah. I thought I was being generous.
Like
he ruined that
this
future.
This trumps
so, those okay, moves. So let me, so, okay. What's the benefit of firing him right now?
You don't let him mess it up anymore?
Yeah.
Can he?
Yes.
He can.
Maybe an AD trade just goes horribly wrong.
If he thinks this is a finals team, and if he thinks that Luka Doncic was the right, like, the person to trade, then yeah, get him out now before he just messes it up even more. Like, if he truly thought, yeah, I got Anthony Davis, Kyrie Irving here, I have a finals team now, then I'll be nice. Yeah, just get him out of here.
I don't know that I'd fire him. At this point, at some point, and I get, I'm glad you explained it the way that you did, because if you're the owner, you'd have to acknowledge, look, I know what I seeing it in execution is just awful. It's awful for the Mavericks brand. It's awful for everything we're doing. You sold me on it. You're a hell of a pitchman. I can't move forward this way.
Yeah.
That's really the only way you could do it if you're the owner.
Right.
If you're firing him. If you're not, and maybe this was a conversation that was had then. I don't see this going well. I see the reaction being very bad, and it doesn't seem like anyone foresaw this reaction, which is amazing. I'm gonna give you a chance. You better be on point with everything you do. I'm gonna give you a chance to execute this. Every move you make this summer better be on point. Mm. He could already be on notice.
Yeah.
Who knows? It does not sound like that's the case at all. But it's always funny when a story comes out. There's multiple truths to it.
Right.
The he's just acting out his marching orders versus, nah, he was insecure when it came to Luka Doncic, and he took it to the owners.
Yeah.
That's why don't believe everything you read. Read it all. Inform your opinion by it. Mm.
I believe ownership is probably with him once he explained it, but it was his idea, I think. Like, ownership had his back after that.
I wonder if people, I wonder if people hear this conversation about Dallas and Nico and recognize, man, they said it was the owner. Well, they said it was Nico. Hmm. Just take Nico's name out.
Same thing.
It's the same exact thing, and I feel like it constantly flies over the head of Kings fans here,
right?
Because they're so programmed to believe one thing, and that it's. I'm not absolving Vivek of any of his flaws and his shortcomings and all of this, But if you wrote Vivek went to outer space with Katy Perry and Gayle King, no one would even question it.
No.
And he made his decision on who to hire for the general manager why in space with Katy Perry. No one would be like, you know, that doesn't sound funny. They'd all say, well, Sam wrote it. And he's always right.
Right. Or it's like, once again, it's, we always talk about this. It's not Sam. It's who's telling Sam.
Right, right. Well, that's what I mean. Yeah.
So, it's got to be right. And like you said, sometimes, yeah, that's all on Vivek, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's a lot of people manipulating half-truths and halves of the story in the conversations and the back and forths and talking about the game plan.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you're 100% correct. You changed Nico's name to Monty, and what's the owner's name? McDermott? Or
no, I don't think it's McDermott. I think it's Patrick. I think it's Dumont.
Dumont. They had a different.
It's not
McDermott's not Spanish either. Patrick Dumont is what I was thinking of. That's French. Dumont. Excuse me.
Yeah, that's the right name, Patrick Dumont. Yeah. Oh God, he looks like Mark Davis.
No, he don't look like he has any idea. It looks like you can easily convince him to do whatever you want.
This is going to sound terrible, and I ask the good Lord and everybody involved to forgive me. But if you cast Dumb and Dumber with Patrick Dumont and Mark Davis, it'd work.
Well, I was going to say, he could probably play his own character and something like Clip, too.
It would. Oh.
Yeah, he looks like.
That's what he looks like.
He looks like he could play, like, just crazy owner, but just be yourself, pal.
Patrick Dumont looks like the clipped version of the Dallas Mavericks owner, except it's the actual Dallas Mavericks owner. Man.
Patrick Dumont played by himself.
So what's the. You got it. What do we call this? Nicode? The Dallas Mavericks version of Clipped?
I think Nicode works.
Nicode.
You start using Nico as a way to describe something.
Oh, like, man, don't Nico this situation.
Oh, man.
Damn, you turn into what
it's
is
almost
that?
Like when you shrooted it or something.
You shrooted it. That's, yes.
Yeah.
What's when it? You mess something up in a grand fashion.
People say, shrooted it.
Yeah. You know where?
Yeah, that was episode 24, season 3.
No.
Oh, my bad, 22.
Okay.
That's right, 24. Yeah. 24.
It's not the episode, it's the season you got wrong, pal.
24 is when they had the chili in the microwave. That was the other one. My bad.
Who did?
Who had the chili?
Bill Packer. Todd Packer. Todd.
One day that answer is going to be right.
So he doesn't even know Todd Packer is like a...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Wants a seasoned character.
Yeah.
He's literally not even like maybe once or twice a season. Sorry. You're doing great, man.
I'm gonna get there.
I'm sure you are. No, you didn't.
Not tonight. Tonight.
You know, there were days last week where there wasn't a single basketball game.
Yeah,
on.
Thursday was rough.
Like, couldn't not one.
Tonight's going to happen, though.
There's two games tonight.
Yeah, but they'll be done by like 10 o'clock or something like that.
All right.
Yeah.
Not going to watch Raw? We'll come back.
Oh, brother.
At some point, we're going to get to WrestleMania. The postseason award finalists have been announced. And who has the most trade value for the Sacramento Kings? Is it the guy who'll kick your ass in a sushi restaurant?
Well,
it might be. Or is it someone else? We'll dive into all of that. Plus, our first real NFL draft conversation. Steelin' with KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino, Sacramento sports leader, ESPN 1320. Oh, man. The Hater Report posted a video of Nico leaving the press conference. And I guess the camera's just positioned the right way. He's trying to leave the press conference, but the door is locked.
Oh, no.
It's one of the doors. It looks like, because it looks like the video cuts off. It looks like he reaches into his pocket, so it's probably a security guarded door. But my man wanted away from the media so bad, he's just trying to open doors. It won't open for him. Oh, man. It's on the Hater Report. Poor Nico. God, it's going bad for, man, bro.
Nico was in the building on, okay, well, all right, man, my bad. I scrolled down, just, I'm on Hater Report's Twitter page.
Okay.
And just the previous tweet is, all right, man.
Okay. Hang on.
We won't be reading this.
Well, I want to see what it is. See, Nico, Well, all right.
It's all crazy.
Yeah, there's no way to, like, read this and not, like, you just got to, it's Ant-Man being Ant-Man, I guess.
Oh, man, that's a wild boy. That is a wild boy. Big time win for them on Saturday. And they're in the driver's seat.
Oh, I'm dying to see what this is. The caption. Did you scroll further?
No.
It says, nah, they never letting Paul Heyman on ESPN again.
That might have been
wilding out on the Pat McAfee show.
That might have been what Jesse was talking about when he's talking about deporting people.
Okay.
Yeah. No, these dudes was wild.
Well, see, I can't play this without Jesse in there because you can cuss on the Pat McAfee show, so I don't know if that clip has bad words in it.
These dudes was wild in the day. I didn't see any of Heyman's stuff. I just heard people talking about Paul. I saw that one clip of John Cena, and, you know, it's always wrestling, so it's, you know, it's wrestling, but he got, if it's just wrestling, he got in his acting bag pretty good, because, so, yeah, what's dude talking about, man?
I didn't really pay attention. I saw John Cena's press conference. Like, I left the TV on after that no good main event, and I saw him do these press conferences are so bad. Like, Logan tried to do his, and he was kind of like half in character, half not. Mm-hmm. He was trying to, like, honestly answer the question, but do it in, like, a little bit of an arrogant way, but still, like,
They kinda, haven't.
Like, you could see he kind of, like, I just kind of love wrestling. Like, this is so dope.
They haven't mastered that.
They have not. They the absolutely haven't.
The only
have
one who
not.
Has is Jay.
Well.
Jay Uso.
So.
Just drink before you do it.
So, Jay. Yeah, Jay and Cody, right. Jay. Has Jay ever used that move that he used to be?
I don't remember. That stood out to me, too.
Why would you do that at WrestleMania? Like, no one expected it.
Right.
Hit the splash. Get the 1-2-3.
Right.
Have the moment. Introduce your new little move later.
It should have been a 1-2-3. Like, what
like,
are we
yeah,
doing?
Like a tap out, unless it's the sharpshooter or something established. There was no anticipation. There was no build because everybody thought it was a spot.
That was crazy.
Then all of a sudden the bell rings and I think people were like, well, wait. And they reacted, but I think they're waiting for the rug to be pulled out.
Yeah.
And then when they realized it wasn't, they got up even more. And then I think it kind of hit its peak when Jimmy came out.
Zabo said he was using Gunther's moves. Sydney Dean says Gunther stayed choking Jay out. So I
don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
No, not a fan. And like I said, that's a 1-2-3 moment.
Yeah,
that
right.
That is a 1-2-3
yep.
moment. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that we kind of thought that Jay moment was coming. I thought it was a little bit of a miss.
Man.
I thought it was a bit of a miss.
Missed on a lot.
And
maybe I'm being a little too harsh on WrestleMania, but they missed on
okay.
a lot.
Can't play this clip. Thank you to Public Enemies Podcast who put the dialogue in the tweet.
Uh-huh.
And I can just see, well, John Cena cusses in this one. Can't play that one. What about this one? No, cusses in that one. Can't play this one. Guy, I guess John just went on the Pat McAfee show and was cussing up a storm.
Did he, when he, because I saw this one, I actually listened to this one. I don't remember if he cursed or not. But what he's going to do with the WWE Championship? Did you see that one?
I didn't.
Yeah, I don't think he cursed in that one.
Okay.
Because I actually listened to that one. And just in case. Yeah.
Yep, I'm going to wait till Jesse comes back. I'm not playing a single clip from the Pat McAfee show until Jesse comes back. I mean, we're here. We might as well get this WrestleMania conversation out of the way. I didn't enjoy it. I wasn't locked into it going into the weekend, which plays a big part in your enjoyment of it if you don't know the stories. I could never invest in any of the stories. I didn't care that Becky Lynch came back. I thought that was completely flat. I thought the moment with Jay was a little flat. And I thought the main event was bad. I thought it was ridiculous that you built a whole storyline around The Rock and him wanting someone to turn heel and join him and him wanting it to be Cody only to find out it's John Cena. And then you never show up again.
Mm.
You never play a part in it. Like, you're not right. even relevant to the story. And WrestleMania is always a unique crowd, right, where they want to get in on the story. Mm. It's not so much babyface heels. It's what does the crowd want? The crowd wanted John to get 17 last night. They probably wanted Cody's run to end. They also very calculated started planting the seeds for Cody's heel turn, which I take that back. The seeds have been there. You started watering the seeds of Cody's heel turn when he goes to and he doesn't hit him with the belt and they bring back the John Cena line of like, at some point you're going to have to choose you a good guy or a bad guy. And I thought Michael Cole did a fantastic job of making sure everyone knew that story. Cody chose to be a good guy in that moment. John beat his ass and he lost the title. Mm. And there's going to be a point where I think down the line, he doesn't want to be a good guy anymore. Mm. And that's how you can tell the story. Yeah. Now, I would have liked it to have been with Paul Heyman, but that would only have made sense if Roman Reigns was the foe in that regard. Maybe it somehow works with Seth Rollins. I doubt it. You don't really want Paul Heyman flopping all over the place. But that was the main event story from Saturday night, which I think Paul is one of the most brilliant guys in the business, and that story was told dramatically. Mm-hmm. I thought it worked. And I thought Seth had one of his best performances when he stood up knowing that Roman was behind him and the big spot was Paul Heyman's low blow. Mm-hmm. And the look on Seth's face was so perfect. I thought I thought Seth took that moment from a 7 to a 10 just by the way he stood there, soaked that in, didn't move a muscle, let everybody react to what Paul had just done to Roman, but he kept his face looking like away, like, yep. Everything's about to change.
I wanted Punk to win going into that match, but Seth was like the right call, like after everything. And Paul, like, chill out on the low blows.
When you he went,
yeah. Now.
And then for some reason he went like side to side.
He was there for a couple seconds. It's like, chill out, Paul. We get it. We get the point.
Paul, get up. It's weird now. It's weird.
I thought
that was my favorite match of the weekend, though.
I thought it was a good match, a really good match. This obviously is probably just my pet peeve. And I know they're telling a story, so it's not going to all be right there at one time. But I was left a little disappointed that didn't immediately result in anything for it to be a main event. It was just Seth won. Now he's got Paul Heyman on his side, and that was it. There was no stakes.
I feel like that's a big deal, though, like leaving with Paul Heyman and Seth.
Yeah, I mean, I think
because now you can have Seth take the heavyweight belt off of Jay or whatever.
Well, to look at it a little bit differently, flashback to a year ago, what was the endearing cell phone video coming out of that weekend? It was that person who caught the video of Paul and Roman under the WrestleMania sign right before the aisle. Mm-hmm. Cody's having his moment. Those two are embracing. The long run is over. 1 year ago, you had this duo that dominated professional wrestling for 4 years or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. I think they convoluted the story with Punk, Roman.
Maybe that's my issue. Yeah.
Like, if you hadn't done all of that, if you hadn't done You Owe Me a Favor, and you had just allowed Punk to tell the story of, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. They wanted me out of here so quickly. You're the only reason I wasn't fired 6 months into my time here. If you just told that story without the You Owe Me a Favor thing, and Paul just gets in the ring, low blows Punk, does the, you know, the sobbing, like, and hands Roman the chair, but you can see, like, he's disheveled. He's just distraught.
You knew that was coming.
Yeah.
You knew the double cross was coming.
And so I think it would have had far more impact if you hadn't told that part of the story and just allowed Paul to go in there, do it, and then you have the shock of, oh, man, like, the bloodline's really over. Like, it's all over.
Yeah.
And then you have now you have Seth emerging as
another aspect, because you said something that was perfect there. It got convoluted with the Roman, with it being a triple threat match. Like, I, a little bit more than a casual observer, but not like super locked in, it took away from Seth and Punk that Roman was there. It was just, I don't know if it was distracting or.
Yeah, I don't like triple threat matches.
Yeah, it just took away from that. And I guess I don't know how you get Paul Heyman with Punk, but I'm thinking about this right now. Kenny Russo.
Oh, that's not a good thing. I don't. That's an awful, awful thing.
Kenny Russo here.
I'm out already.
If you could find a way.
Put Paul Heyman on a pole. A Paul Heyman mud wrestling match.
Get Freddie Prinze Jr. involved as well somehow.
There you go. Thank you.
If you could have found a way to get Paul away from Roman earlier and linked up with Punk for a couple months, and it was Seth Punk one-on-one, and Heyman turns on Punk and joins for, like, say it's SummerSlam.
Yeah.
If you would have just not had him in line with Seth and had him, you know, turn on the Tribal Chief and be with Punk for 4 months, and then Punk and Seth have this blood feud that leads into SummerSlam, and then he turns on Punk.
Yeah, Russo. That's, but you can't keep turning Paul though. It's got to be impactful.
Damn, you really did, Russo.
You really, yeah, man. You booking WCW right into the ground.
Well, that's the problem.
It needed. So what you don't like is it needed to be Roman versus, in this case, Seth. Like to get to the the turn would have been that you're right. Everything was diluted with the third person involved.
Yeah.
But it was even you threw even more water in it when everybody owed everybody a favor.
Right.
And that took away from, you know, Paul. They already did a great job of Paul going, you know, these facial expressions and mastering his sadness and his shock. And I don't want to do this. And I thought when he did the turn on or when he did the move on Punk, it was like remorseful. It was like, oh, okay, this is. And in hindsight, it was beautiful because he's like, I didn't want to do this. I'm so sorry. And he's handing the chair to Roman, like, oh, you're the guy. And then when he does it to Roman, it's like, yeah, F you.
Mm. Yeah.
And there's no, I mean, I know John's talking about, oh, I'll be on Raw. You want to hear what I get? I'm the last great champion. And he's got this whole spiel or whatever.
Yeah.
The promo that matters the most over the next 6 days, because I don't know if they do it tonight or Friday, is Paul's.
I'm with that.
Because Paul tells the Seth story. Mm. That's why it's so important. Seth doesn't need to do it. Paul tells Seth's story while telling his own. And then you could set Seth up for... I mean, he's already a tippy-top guy.
Right.
You set him up for, you know, whatever it is with... I mean, it can't be John Cena, but maybe it's Jay. Maybe it's whatever. Maybe
it's Cody or Punk. It's Cody or Punk.
I think you. Well, it might be Roman.
We're
going to
get the belt on Seth.
It might be Roman.
So Wilson in the chat says, so Casey, talking to me, so you're going to take Roman out of the main event, Casey? That's what you've been complaining about all year during Cody's run, that Roman is the only guy. You're right. And that's the problem. That's why I asked, is wrestling dead? Mm. I know we disagree on Cody. I like Seth. I think Punk is actually there more than I give him credit for.
Punk
first,
is absolutely dead.
But you don't have nobody ready to go
but you know,
outside of Roman.
But the problem is, I don't think that's true. I think what you did is you screwed all of this up by placating Dwayne's ego.
Oh, that's a good point, too.
You couldn't tell a meaningful story to set up these main events because you had to deal with what Dwayne wanted.
Even going back as far as last year.
Yeah, like it was all like going back to the Netflix promo.
Yeah.
Like, bro, you're on a wrestling show dressed as the guy we know, The Rock, but somehow we're supposed to know in this moment you're not The Rock. You're Dwayne. Bro, F off. This is dumb. This is as dumb as Hunter the other day talking about, well, I don't need you all to be critics. I need you to be fans. Nah, dog, kiss my ass. This is part of the experience of being a wrestling fan. It's booking stuff that we think would be I know you guys are perfect. You don't miss. You book the most beautiful shows in the world. Like, I get that. You got Cardi B hosting SummerSlam this year.
Yeah.
Got it. I'm with you. That doesn't mean we can't look at this in hindsight going, you know, I wish you would have done this a little differently. Mm-hmm. Or the story would have been more impactful. Because I don't care how many times Hunter sits in front of the media and goes, man, we had a great weekend. Financially, yes, I'm sure you had a bombshell of a weekend. Mm-hmm. There is no way you, with as smart of a mind as you are, look at the 7 hours of programming that you just did and look at each other and go, nailed it. Mm-hmm. WrestleMania is not supposed to be a chapter in a long book. It's either the final chapter or it's a absolutely definitive like twist in the novel.
Yeah.
This weekend was a show.
They treated it like Backlash.
Guess what it was?
Do you think we're shifting away from that then? Because I had the same thought. Like WrestleMania did not feel...
You shifted off of it.
And look at how many ads are in the ring now. The Prime bottle on the corner now. Everything is ad. Everything is just so money-based with WWE, I feel like, now.
You shifted off of it when the network started. Like, when the actual WWE network started, you shifted on priorities because people like you, me, one, we didn't have to find an illegal way to watch WWE pay-per-views anymore. Or, if you were a little more on the up-and-up, WWE wasn't trying to convince me to shell out $30, $40, $50, $60 every month to watch a pay-per-view. It was, this show can be bad because it only cost you $9.99. This show can be bad because it don't... WrestleMania doesn't have to... We have, like, their whole thing, I think, isn't how they've built out WWE for the next year. I think it's how they built out John Cena for the next year. I think everything WWE does for the next year, they're doing this thing in Australia. Wow. That all centers around John Cena. And look, John deserves it. But it's like, okay, at what expense is this coming at?
It almost becomes a wasted year.
Well, see, that's the thing. And that's where, forgive me, Jay is not the right guy for this.
That's fair.
If you're putting this title on John,
yeah,
you better have a Seth, a Punk, a Roman, a Coach. You better have a guy carrying that other title. Because the idea that that title is going to make Jay one of them, that's not reality.
That's fair.
That's not reality.
Fair. The other thing that I talked about too, because...
Oh, man. Wilson's cold. Wilson said WWE went full Monty and Vivek this weekend.
Well, damn.
They got older and directionless.
Damn.
I mean...
He's not wrong.
I'm not sure. I can't find any flaws in what Wilson said. They gave the belt to DeMar DeRozan on Sunday.
No, De'Aaron Fox, I mean, Dwayne The Rock Johnson was supposed to be here. That whole thing was centered around him.
Boy, you guys are nailing it.
Cody Sabonis out here. He just can't lead the
Oh, you love that. You were waiting for that.
Yeah, I don't want to play the game no more.
You were waiting for that. That's tough. And then they put the belt, they put the other belt on Keegan Murray over here. Keegan Murray got the other belt.
But the other thing about it where, like,
it's always,
I said,
wrestling too.
It might just be different. I don't want to say it as if I'm right or whatever. It might just be.
Sabo said Roman Reigns wants clarity.
It might just be different, right? But I said WWE and TKO, they're a business first. Business is booming.
Yeah.
They just, for two nights, put 60-plus thousand people in a stadium. Like, business is booming. They're not hurting at all for money. But the greed may, I'm not going to call it the downfall because it's never going to go anywhere. But we talked about it at the time, continue to talk about it. WrestleMania don't need to be two nights.
Yeah.
If everything that happened or the best parts of what happened was in one night, we'd be looking at WrestleMania completely different. Like, oh, that was it was good. It was solid. They had some good moments. But two nights is crazy.
But that's the thing, though. And that's what they'll never acknowledge, nor should they. Nick Khan shouldn't acknowledge this. Ari Emanuel shouldn't. But we all know what it is. WrestleMania isn't for us anymore. It's for them. And if fans can get some enjoyment out of it, a lot of enjoyment, they'll continue to pay $5,000 per ticket, $10,000 per ticket, whatever those seats are. And you will sit through an ungodly amount of, depending on if you have the
you got like a premium Peacock.
If you got that one, or you got the one with the ads, you're either sitting through a bunch of commercials or these incredibly long video packages or some hybrid of both. Which I think even the premium version was a hybrid of the two. It was the long video packages and shorter commercial breaks.
Yeah,
it's why you get the, you know, last year, and I didn't notice it as much this year again because I didn't watch 2 days worth of it. But last year, every match was brought to you by someone. Mm. Whatever match all the black wrestlers was in was brought to you by Snoop's Malt Liquor. It's like, okay, no one vetted this, huh?
Didn't they do Popeye's
gin
one time?
Gin and juice.
No, nobody was gin and juice. That's what it was.
Might have been Buffalo Wild Wings for one of them, or but
Wingstop, baby,
maybe, yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, okay, I guess that's what we're doing.
Well, the killer about it is, they about to do this for all of them, or the big ones.
Yeah,
the big
SummerSlams two nights. Yep,
and somebody, where is it at? Michael in the chat says WWE has too much talent to go back to one night of WrestleMania. I agree and I disagree. Mm. Like, I don't – like, LA Knight's talented. I like him. You know, I know how you feel about it. I like him. He doesn't have to be on the WrestleMania card.
No.
You can make one night WrestleMania 4 hours
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Get everybody in there that you need to. Or, what is it normally? It's like the two nights, it's 2-3 hours?
It's about 3.5.
Yeah, you can make it 4.5. I'll even tip my hat to that and get everything that you need in that. We don't need to. And then you do that for WrestleMania. SummerSlam, Royal Rumble needs to be two nights? That's Royal
August
Rumble.
August 2nd and 3rd, the first ever two-day SummerSlam live at MetLife Stadium, hosted by Cardi B.
That's the thing, I don't know how much MetLife holds. We'll call it 50,000, whatever. If you're selling out 50,000 both nights, like
they don't care.
Maybe it's just not for us at this point, because like obviously they like it. Whoever's paying for it likes it. Like there's an audience. They're not losing fans. Yeah. They're not selling out. Like they're not.
Business is booming. There's people in the city for a week, and like, everything's around. Like it's
all
good.
It boils down to is they're making money. And people can bitch and complain about the content. The content's probably never going to be so bad that they stop going. Like, I don't foresee a situation where I know this is going to feel like a Paul Heyman low blow to you, given how much you love these years. We're never going to live through 94 and 95 again.
Yeah.
where it's Duke the Dumpster Drosy versus Chef Jared. Like, we're never going to live through that again. Like, they've hit a peak that is the new norm.
Right.
And it's not, it doesn't rely on ratings. It relies on social media, algorithm, YouTube. It relies on Netflix. It relies on, I mean, one thing that I think that they've done, some fans hate, but is actually brilliant to preserve the product and the live version of the product, is it seems every month they're out of the country. So they're not coming to the Golden One Center once a year. They're coming once every couple of years.
Yeah.
They're not going to, you know, they'll still hit the Chicago's and the New York's on the regular, but some of these markets, maybe they're hitting with different events, maybe they're hitting with different TVs, but they're laying it out in a way to where, no, you want to, you don't know when we'll be back here.
Right.
So you don't know when a big show will be back here.
You got to pull up.
Yeah.
You got to pull up. The other last thing about it is that I'll salute them for, I guess they can kind of do whatever they want as long as they're not charging me old school prices.
Yeah.
Like, as much as I complain about WrestleMania, like, I didn't pay anything extra to watch it.
Right.
So, and my mindset is always, all right, it's whatever. Like, I didn't like it, but at least I would have been hot if I paid $40 to see that product, but I didn't, so it's all good.
You want to win a $500 eVisa gift card? We've got that keyword you need to enter over at ESPN1320.com coming up next here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN1320. We've got that keyword you need for your chance to win a $500 eVisa gift card coming up at the top of the 2 o'clock hour each day this week. I think it's actually each day for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah,
we'll give you a keyword right there at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. You enter that keyword over at ESPN1320.com and you'll have your chance to win a $500 eVisa gift card. Again, that's coming up at the top of the hour. I'm gonna talk about your boys real quick.
Well,
that's a tough way to lose one.
This year's version of the leader in the clubhouse of worst loss of the season. That was terrible.
Well, it was way funnier when it was the first game of the season, but this was a pretty bad one.
Not out of the first month yet.
Good point. To drop four in the bottom of the ninth.
That was tough. I was watching the game. It was on during the playoffs, but when the Celtics started having their way with the Magic, I was like, all right, I'm going to go watch this Giants game. There's like another hour in between the start of the Cavs Heat game. I'll probably finish off this Giants game. Mom gets over there at the house. She wants to watch playoff basketball. I said, Mom, the Celtics are up by 25 with 2 minutes to go. I need to see what's going on. And then, wait a minute, what's Ernie and Charles and him talking about? Oh, no, we need to turn this. I was like, all right. So I watched. Camillo came in the bottom of the seventh. It was 4-1. He got in a little jam, got in a double play, got out of that. And I was like, all right, I think we're cool. Like, I think we got this. One of the best bullpens in the game. I think we're good. And I turned to TNT and move on from the game. I'll watch the end of it later. And I'm on Twitter and people, oh, brutal way to lose for the Giants. I said, wait a minute. Wait, what? Then I actually saw it. That's tough. You know, those things, unfortunately, they happen throughout the course of 162. Like, you lose some games, walk-off style, and the blowing some leads and stuff like that, but it's never easy when it actually happens.
Sure.
So I was like, oh, man. And the way they lost it, you know, the three-run double, they had an opportunity to win another series this week and weren't able to do it.
I'm sad to say I actually saw a good chunk of the ninth inning.
Oh, well, it's your fault.
It could be because it's all I saw for one reason. I misread the screen. I thought it was Giants versus Dodgers. I'm like, oh, okay. Flip over. I was like, oh, all right. So I was like, all right, whatever, man. So I get up and start moving around, and like I'm just hearing like noise, like what is going on? And I was, oh, okay, that's fine. I'll pull it out. I sat down. It's one of those things where you kind of sit down. you have the controller in your hand because you just, this is going to end. Mm-hmm. I mean, it did end.
Yeah, one way or another.
It did. It did, in fact, end. Not exactly like I expected it to, but it did end. So if I have to hold the accountability card for that one, sorry about that. I thought it was Giants Dodgers. Well, I flipped over and I watched the whole collapse.
The red always throws you off.
Well, no, on the screen. On the screen.
I got you.
No, the screen. I saw it in San Francisco,
Los
LA.
Angeles. Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I'm in. Okay.
I saw a story. I got to read up on that where the Anaheim mayor is upset and says, I demand, if you're going to be here in Anaheim, you need to change that name back.
All right, lady.
And they're fighting back and forth about the ballpark and all this other stuff. I got to do a little deep dive.
Angels low-key haven't been the same since the name change.
No. They got Albert Pujols and just changed the name at the same time, and it's been downhill.
Yeah, we're back to Anaheim Angels.
Yeah. Giants don't play the Dodgers for the first time until mid-June. Seems real late.
Really?
Yeah. Mid-June in Dodger Stadium.
Well, good news. They'll play June through August then. This is funny. I can say I don't know why I'm noticing it today. That on ESPN, it just says Athletics.
Oh, yeah.
In the standings. Yeah. I've never noticed that before.
The MLB app, you search for your team, Athletics.
It's pretty much a free-for-all as far as what you want to call them. You can still call them Oakland if you want. I've heard radio announcers call them that. Sacramento, Las Vegas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's
Sacramento, whatever. Las Vegas is one, huh?
Yeah. They took a loss on Sunday. Serious mm-hmm. loss as well. Mm-hmm. They lost, I think it was 14-1, which wasn't the worst loss of the day. Did you see that?
I did. What was it, 23?
24-2.
Oh, man.
The Reds beat the Orioles. Down. Oh, man, that's embarrassing. But the Giants.
So, okay, serious question. Tough loss, whatever.
Yeah.
Giants have lost 4 of 6. They're 14-8 now, which is still, they're still in the mix with the Dodgers, the Padres. Like, not much has changed there. Now, this division is crazy, by the way. The fact that, like, I think that the Diamondbacks are 13-9. And then, thankfully, you got the Rockies there. But
thank God for the Rockies.
Good?
Yeah, they're good. They're good. I mean, that 8-1 start, they've come down from that a little bit.
They're not the Warriors, are they?
No, I hope not. Well, that would mean we would go get...
I was going to say, who's the Jimmy
Nolan
Butler?
Nolan Arenado. That's who we would go get.
That's a good comp right there.
Go get him at the deadline. But one of the things... we should tell the whole story. Thanks, we'll talk about my team soon.
Oh, wow.
Because Casey had a question, and it's a good one. It's a good one. Played 16 road games already. 16 of their, let's do some math here, 22 games.
What'd I say the number?
Have been on the road.
Wow.
I think they're 4-2 at home, 10-6 on the road. It just got done with like a 10-game road trip. So they're going to come home, get back to San Francisco. They played some tough teams on that road trip too. They played the Yankees, Phillies, and Anaheim's average, they're like a 500 team.
Mm-hmm.
But still, you're on the road all that time. So
their run differential is really good.
Yeah.
Cubs lead with plus 41. Padres are plus 35. Reds are plus 32. I'm sure that was aided a little bit. plus 30 for the two New York teams. And then there's the Giants at plus 30.
Yeah. So they stayed above water on this road trip. I think they went 2-3, 2-2. So now we're at 2-1. So they're at 4-4. I think they lost this road trip, this 10-game road trip. I think they were 4-6 last 10 games. Yes, mm-hmm. They're 4-6. So they lost the road trip. Tough way to lose it. But you're getting home. And, yeah, I think they'll be all right. I think they're good. I think they're a playoff team, which is what I hope for at the beginning
of the
Brewers
season. Today?
Brewers today. They haven't had a day off in a while now that I think about it. They've played every day since – oh, man. I don't know when their last day off was because I'm thinking of the Reds series. That was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I guess Thursday. Thursday was their day off.
Let's see. Thursday, Sunday, Saturday, Friday. No, they played Thursday.
The past Before they went on the road trip.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, because yeah, I'm looking Sunday, Saturday, Friday, Thursday, Wednesday, Saturday, Tuesday, Monday, Sunday, Saturday, Friday.
They're gonna play 13 straight days, I think.
Yeah, it's that Thursday between as you said, before they went on the road trip, and even before that, it was the Thursday before. They only get Thursdays off, apparently.
Thursday.
Apparently they work from home. They're like Odyssey. They work from home on Thursdays.
Terrence asked the questions, what's the A's differential? He said, it's got to be minus 45.
Give me a second and I'll look. The A's, it's minus 18.
Okay. A's 10 and 12.
They're 10 and 12. Yeah, that's.
12. They did play the White Sox, so that was a nice little stimulus package.
Yeah. Beating the White Sox is no easy order, all right?
The only bad news about that is
you guys got one today, didn't you?
Yeah, this morning.
The only bad news about that is you don't get to play the White Sox all the time.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
You already got your White Sox games out.
What about the Rockies?
Oh, well, when did the Giants play? That's a good question.
The Rockies are minus 51.
Oh. Yeah, we got the Rockies coming up.
That's by far the worst in the league.
Got the Rockies coming up in a couple weeks. We need that. Yeah.
What's the White Sox? Yeah, they're minus 28. Yeah, they are. By far the worst in the league.
The Rockies are awful. Did you know, we've talked about this before, the Rockies have never won the NL West.
Yeah, I remember you mentioning that. I don't think I knew that before, but I remember you mentioning that.
In 1993. How are you going to be? How are you going to be there around that long and not win the division once?
I'm assuming they've only been to the World Series that one time too, then?
Yeah, that's it.
That's swept.
That is it. By Boston.
Yeah. Thanks. I didn't remember that.
Yeah, all right, man. Yeah,
all right. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drop deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.